Hello and welcome along to the Camping Trade World podcast, helping give you the inside track from the brightest minds in the camping and caravanning industry. We've got a great episode lined up for you today. We'll be joined by Alexander Veerman and Tobias Reutlinger, both of whom are key cogs in the marketing machine at premium German motorhome and van manufacturer Carthago Group. We'll hear about Carthago's ethos as a company, the advantages of still being family owned, and also its plans for the future as it looks to adapt to a changing market. It's a really fascinating listen that will take you inside one of the industry's best known names. I hope you enjoy it, and thanks for listening. Okay, so I'm joined here by Alexander.
Hello.
And also Tobias.
Hi, David. Nice to see you.
Hi. Yeah, good to have you both on. Thank you very much for your time. We really appreciate you taking some time out to come on to the podcast. So as I normally do with this podcast, I think the best thing to start out with is, obviously most people know Carthago as a company, but maybe you could just tell us a little bit about the history, a little brief overview of the history of the company.
Sure, David. Yes. Well, the company, Carthago, was founded in 1979 by our owner, Karl-Heinz Schuler. I try to make it short, but I really like the story behind. Because Karl-Heinz Schuler, he was walking along the street during his studies, and he saw a converted van on the street. And he thought to himself, well, this can be done better. You know, to be honest, this was the start of the company. So he really started with kits for the self assembly of the vans. So this was his first business, and he was getting better and bigger and bigger. And in the beginning of the 90s, he decided to start with the production of own motorhomes. So really focused on integrated premium motorhomes, and this business was running really fantastic, and it's getting bigger and bigger. So then the factory, so he started with in a small factory in Schmalek. So this is a really small village near Ravensburg. I don't know if you know Ravensburg. So it's very famous because of the board games, for example, Ravensburger Spiele. So after a few years, so in 2008, the plans have been to really grow as fast as possible. So he made the decision to go to Slovenia, Odranci, and build there a new factory, a new plant for the production of the motorhomes. And this really was the beginning and the initial boost for the company. So a few years later, so 10 years ago in 2013, he moved from the small Schmalek to Aulendorf, where now the headquarters is located because of space, of course. He created Carthago City, where now the headquarters is based. Yeah, so it was a success story. So the company grew 2 years ago. So in right before the pandemic, the administration building in Aulendorf was expanded. So we created 80 new working spaces for additional employees. And in order to continue to meet the increasing demand for the vans, we opened a second plant in Slovenia this May, so a few months only ago, which is focused on the production of the vans. So we will come later to talk about a bit more about the vans. But so now, all in all, right now we have three different factories, two in Slovenia and one here in Germany.
Okay, that's a nice succinct history of the company. Thank you for that. I do really like the story about how it began. It's great.
To add on this, I think just to sum it up again, this long and very interesting history of the company. We have the headquarter here in Aulendorf. Here we produce our bigger models, the Liner for Two, the Schick E Line, and the Schick S Plus. Here we also have a exhibition hall where all our models are exhibited for visitors. And so that the visitors can stay here for longer periods, we also have a special campsite for all the people that want to visit us here in the south of Germany. And then we have, as Alexander mentioned, the Odranci plant in Slovenia. There we produce our smaller Cartago vehicles, means the Schick C line, the C Tourer, and the C Compact line, but also our Malibu motorhomes. And then the completely new plant in Ormož, where we produce our Malibu vans. To give you some ideas about the numbers, the former one-person company today has more than 1,400 employees in Slovenia and Aulendorf, and we are having a turnover of around 400 million euros. At the moment, we are producing around 4,500 motorhomes and vans, but the capacity of all the plants together is around 10,000 vehicles that we can produce. So I think we are really ready for the future and for further growth. And yeah, as you see in this history, the words that Alexander mentioned before when he spoke about Mr. Schuler and when he started the company, these words like, I can do it better than the thing I saw on the roads during my studies, is still the myth that we have here in our everyday business. So every day, all the employees that work here still have these sentences in their heads and say, we can do it better and want to be better and better from day to day. And I think these investments and these plans show this very, very good.
That's a great ethos, which is kind of what I was going to ask about next, was kind of the ethos and the value behind the company. But it sounds like it's very much linked to that initial idea that we can do things better. Is that right?
Yeah, it is. And I mean, the company slogan is Cartago, the motorhome, this special motorhome, this special adventure, this special feeling that we want to deliver to our customers, this special innovation and this special quality. And innovation and quality, these are the most important, I would say, ethos or values that we have in our company. And in our everyday business, as I mentioned before, this improvement and this daily improvement of the quality of these innovations is the overall target that we have. Another value that I see, and what for me is very important personally, is that we are a regional company. And this regional company is not just here giving people a place to work, but it also gives something back to the region and gives something back to this very special southern region we have here in Ravensburg and around. And this for me is also a value that we see a lot. We have a lot of employees that are here from this region, and that's why I think it's very good that the company and Mr. Schuler give something back to this region.
Just to add, Toby, so what I think what really makes us special is that we are a family run business. So we our owner, he is still working. Not every day, or let's say not every day in the office, but he's working 24/7. And the good thing is that the second generation, so son and daughter of Karl-Heinz Schuler, is already working within the company. So Sabrina, for example, she's a colleague of us, supporting the marketing team, and this is great, you know, because this makes it authentic. And we are, our owner always says, compared to the bigger groups, so they are more or less soulless. And we are really, so for us, it's important, the every employee is very important, because every employee is needed for the success. And this really makes us special. So the team spirit is really special, as I said, and important in order to be able to stand up to the big companies, as I said. However, Cartago attaches great importance to being independent and autonomous also in the future. So this is why Mr. Schuler set up a family foundation a few years ago. So this is very important for him and for the future of the whole company. And it is important to all of us to make our customers' dreams come true. So as Tobias said, it's a bit more than a job, you know. So we really see us as enablers for dreams coming true and making dreams come true. So this is I think, yeah, this is the special spirit within this company.
So now moving on to kind of the current state of things. So how have the last few years been for both Cathargo and also the other brand you have, Malibu?
Yeah, David, to be honest, the last few years have not been easy for us as a company.
I don't think you're alone in that.
Yeah, definitely. So, of course, due to COVID and the situation in the Ukraine, we are still missing parts. In the beginning, it was all about missing parts. So this was a challenge, but you can start producing your motorhome and building the motorhome. And if the missing parts come and you will get the missing parts, then you can finish the motorhome. But what we are really facing over the last, well, one and a half years or 2 years is the missing of the chassis. And this really is a problem, because without the basement, you cannot start the production of a motorhome. And so the situation over the last 1.5-2 years is really, yeah, really, really hard. This has made and continues to make the long-term production planning almost impossible. So we really need a high flexibility of all the employees working in the production. And this for more than 1.5 years right now. So the situation is, as I said, not easy. In terms of the customer, this means the waiting times are getting longer and longer. And this is also not really satisfying, of course, and as you can imagine. Additionally, the prices have been raising over the last couple of months and years dramatically. Motorhomes are getting now more and more expensive, 15% to 20%. So this is really a challenge. So for us as a company, the situation was and is unacceptable, and it is and it does not fit in with our premium claim expressed earlier by Tobias. Moreover, as a family-owned medium-sized company, this is a major financial challenge for us, as you can imagine. So the large investments over the last couple of years, as I mentioned before, new plants, new buildings, and all these kind of stuff, these investments in plants and buildings, in new employees, and in the restructuring of the company, coupled with lower sales than expected, so this is very depressing. But the worst thing for us as staff was that we ourselves had little influence on the situation, as I said, because we are highly dependent on our suppliers. On the other side, customers are asking us, where is my motorhome? Why is it so expensive? And this is really a different situation right now. So, however, we are now looking to the future with confidence and assume that the situation will return over the next, well, let's say, 4 to 6 months to normal, and we finally be able to continue on our planned growth plans.
Yeah, I think, like I said, you're definitely not alone in those issues. I think obviously most of those issues you've described have been industry-wide, but
yeah, that's it.
It's about having the right strategy to go forward, which it sounds like you do have. And I know, Tobias, me and you have talked a little bit about your business strategy going forward into 2023. It's a little bit of a change from the usual. Maybe you could tell us a little bit more about that and why.
Yeah, I'm glad that you mentioned this, because this is really a very special next model year for us. And we are already now in this model year preparing everything for this strategy for the new model year. As I mentioned before, the Cathargo Group is ready for growth. But this growth only works if we keep with the times. This means, as I mentioned before, that we really need to question ourselves, our processes, our ideas every day to improve us and our motorhomes on a daily basis. I think with the new factories and with the restructuring of the factory in Otranzi, we have really created the basis for this. But now it's very important for us that the structures and the processes we have internally grow together with this new productions and with the targets and objectives we have. That's why we are at the moment really improving our internal processes. And this is happening above all regarding, I would say, three major topics or three major objectives. These objectives are, from my point of view, the internationalization of the company, the digitalization of the company, and the overall topic sustainability. If I speak about internationalization, as I mentioned before, the Cartago Group is a very regional company. But nowadays, we are selling around 50% of our motorhomes and vans in foreign countries. And for this, it's very important that we in the company have the structures for these international markets. Because, I mean, we all know that we are a common Europe, but it's still like this that a person from Italy or a person from France or from Scandinavia has a different cultural background and a different mindset than a person from Germany, for example. And that's why it's very important to react on these special needs that these different countries have and to react on these different cultures, not only on the sales point of view, but also on the marketing point of view. And for this, it's very important to not only have the language skills, we have these language skills in-house already, but to understand the markets and the cultures better. And this is one of the main topics for the next model years to get this international growth and to set the basis for all this international growth. The second topic, digitalization, is something that started growing in our sector or in our industry during COVID. I mean, our customers have an average age of around 60 years plus. So in the past, for them, print material like brochures or catalogs or magazines were the most important information channels. But we saw during COVID that also this customer group started going more into the digital world, using their smartphones more, going more onto our websites. And that's why we already during COVID and now even faster go more into this digital world. Means that we won't just leave all the print material, but we bring it all on a higher level and make a better mix between digital and print marketing and communication. To have this 360 degree marketing view, or to say it even better, to have this 360 degree business view, to give our customers and our dealers the information not only on the printed way, but also on the digital way. And the third topic, the sustainability, is a topic that, to be honest, in our minds is already since years. I mean, it's not a new topic, I would say, but I think it's a topic that in the last few months and years got more into the focus of the media and of the different governments or the people. So for us, it's something that we already live in our everyday life. This starts, for example, with optimized production processes to not have a lot of waste regarding, for example, wood or other materials that we use for our production. Another topic that we here have is that we use the rainwater for the drain tests that we do with our vehicles, so that we don't waste drinking water for these tests. But it's also the small measures, I think. And I think these small measures or these small topics are also important. This starts with electricity stations that we have for electricity vehicles here for our employees. Goes on with regional food that we use here in our Cartago restaurant for the employees. And I think all this together shows that we as a company really have this topic on the higher objectives of our company objective.
Absolutely, yeah. And there's some really interesting ideas in there, some real transparency behind how you run as a company. And I think that is something that certainly I've noticed about Cartago with like videos that your the boss of the company has done on YouTube and things like that about situations going on. I think transparency is something you guys do quite well with the end user. Why is that the case?
Yeah, that's right. Totally, right, David. Well, for us, it's the only way to deal with our end customers, to be as transparent as possible. As already mentioned, this openness runs deep in the mentality of our company. Tobias earlier explained this, and it's not just because we Germans are generally very honest, So it's simply that we believe that open and honest communication ultimately benefits all sides more, because the situation for both sides, or let's say for all the stakeholders, the dealers, the end customers, for us as a manufacturer, it's really challenging over the last couple of months and years. Transparency for us is the key, We as a premium manufacturer, we owe it to ourselves and to our customers to be honest. So this is, let's say, yeah, really our credo, for example. And as mentioned earlier, we are the one big family. So this spirit is very important for us. And in the family, honesty is the most important thing, And this also sets us apart from the other bigger groups where thousands of people are working. It's very important to be very close to our end customer and to understand the needs and to hear what feedback they give us. And so, yeah, as you said, transparency for us is really the key.
Okay. So we've already a little bit talked about this, but Karthago is in quite a unique position in that it's a well-known brand in Europe, and if not in the world. But also you have this, the fact that you're independently owned and you have this family ethos. So what are some of the kind of main advantages of that?
Yeah, David, as you already said, I think we had this topic already mentioned during the whole podcast. That's why I want to make it briefly and to summarize it a little bit. I see the main advantages of this in the flexibility, for example, because, we have smaller hierarchies than you have it in bigger groups. Means that we can react to the market situation easier. These smaller hierarchies are shown, for example, not only in the daily business, but also in the reaction that we have when we speak with our dealers, when we speak with our press partners, or when we speak with our customers. For example, our managing directors, they are not sitting all in one floor in a separate building. No, each managing director is sitting on the same floor together with his team, which means we have close contact with our bosses or with the people that are leading the company. And this brings me already to the second very important topic. Alexander mentioned it before, this teamwork. And this teamwork here is really very, very, very intense. It's like Alexander said it, a family. And this is not something that we just write on our website and that we just say to in this podcast. It's really something that you feel in the daily life. For me as an employee, this is something really, really special because you're not just a number when you work here. The people that work here, your bosses, your managing director, even the CEO knows who you are. They speak with you. And if you have a problem or if you have an idea or if you have something that you want to change, you can speak with these people. And if the ideas you have are good, then you are free to change these things. And this makes us, as I mentioned before, very flexible. And I think this family that we have here is something that is making work easier and which makes work also very fun and very cool. We have people that work here already since 10, 15, 20, or even 25 years. And I think that shows how much fun we have here and how good the people feel here when they work in this company together with this great team. For me as a younger employee, what I like a lot is the responsibility you get in these smaller companies or in the smaller company we have here. Me, for example, I'm now the team leader of the international marketing, which means that I'm responsible for all the communication in the northern and the southern Europe parts. And this is something that I couldn't imagine doing in a bigger company because there you have less responsibility or less countries that you are responsible for. So for me and for my personal development, this has a lot of advantages, because I can make own decisions. I can change something because of these small hierarchies and because of this flexibility of the company. And I hope you hear it in my words and in the words that Alexander says when he gives his answers. I hope you feel it, that we all here in the company have this passion. For us, the product, the company, and the customers really are something important, and we really care for them, and we try to do our best every day to improve the company and to do the best for the customers. And this is something that makes work here really enjoyable, that people here really don't come from 9 to 5 and just work here because they want to earn money. No, they really work here because they want to make a difference. And this is something that I have never experienced before in any other company that I had contact with.
Okay. That's interesting. And the stuff about how you're, you know, what it's like to work there. One thing I was quite struck by, and we've talked about a little bit before, Tobias, you and I, is that you have a really kind of sophisticated employment website. Like, it's one of the best ones I've seen, to be honest. So is this something that you guys have worked on specifically to try and attract new talent? Because I understand there has been some issues in the RV and the leisure vehicle market of attracting new talent.
Yeah, absolutely. So first of all, thank you very much, David, for the compliment. And it's great that you noticed that. Yeah. So we started 1.5 years ago, really with an employer branding strategy, to not only to get new talents and to attract new talents for our company, but also to strengthen the communication internally with our existing staff. So one key measure, of course, was the new website where we summed up all benefits of the company and all the things, and also comments and statements of the employees, what it really makes or what it really means to work for Cartago. And the overall goal with this strategy is to be authentic and to be real and to show the benefits and the team spirit we mentioned earlier. So great that you see it. And because the thing is, the situation is very competitive. You know, we have a lot of strong competitors nearby, so also bigger groups of the industry, but also other big players in other industries. So the competition is very high. So we have to do something, and this is only the beginning. So we are really working on this to be an excellent place to work. So this was only the first step. We are really looking for the future for new things.
Well, it's already, like I say, it's already making you stand out a little bit. So if you're going to continue to develop that, then that should help you further. Speaking of the future, thought maybe we could just sort of zone in on what the plans are for the future of the company, maybe in a bit more of a long term viewpoint.
Yeah, sure. The plans for the new year, but also for the coming years, include growth across all brands of the Cartago Group. So as we mentioned earlier, we want to bring back Cartago and Malibu Motorhomes and the Malibu Vans back to our successful growth course. So this is really our overall strategy. And for this reason, we will significantly increase our production figures again for the financial year, beginning yet now from August, and return to our expansion strategy. As Tobias said, so we have the capacity all over with our plans for around 10,000 motorhomes and vans, and this is the overall goal. So to sum it up, or to bring it to a point, we have summarized the plans for our company for the future in 4 corporate goals. And these goals are, we grow profitably. So of course we must earn money, but not only to earn money, but also to grow on a sustainable base, you know, and on a healthy base. The second goal is that, as I mentioned, we are an excellent employer. So really, we are really working on a strategy to getting more and more attractive, not only for new talents but also for the existing staff. The third goal is we care about environment and sustainability, as Tobias mentioned earlier. So it's very important topics also for younger people. So they are really asking, what are you doing in this case? So what are your processes look like, and all these kind of stuff. So really an issue for us to work on this goal. And the fourth goal is we inspire our customers. So we are a premium manufacturer, and for us it's very important to serve and to install services on a really premium level. And this is important not only for our, for example, external communication and services, but also for our internal processes. So we are really looking to getting better and better internally as well as externally. So just to make it even clearer, we have formulated or created a mission statement for us, for the Katago company. Okay. And this says, we create unique travel experiences with a passion for quality, design, and innovation.
Yeah, I'd say that summarizes it nicely. Yeah, definitely. And to achieve these kind of long-term aims, obviously you have to kind of ride the current trends and issues in the market at the moment. We've talked about it a little bit already, but what would you say like are the most current trends, and how are you responding to them as a company?
So yes, David, I think, as you said, we mentioned this already earlier, but to sum it up shortly, it's on the one hand, definitely the sustainability topic. We see it when we speak with customers, when we speak with our partners, that sustainability is a very important topic. And when people think about sustainability, it's often that they think about the protection of nature. But sustainability is so much more. It's about building a healthy environment for your employees. It's about looking on the long term to create a better future, a better world for the future. And this is something that for us, and Alexander mentioned it in our corporate goals, is a very high topic, generally spoken. If we speak now about products, and there we also see some differences or some developments, I can say that at the moment there's a lot of movement in the market. During COVID, a lot of people experienced this holiday in a motorhome or a camper van as a new possibility. That's why we see at the moment that a lot of people are interested in vehicles with lower weight, because they are easier to drive, the costs are lower because the tolls are cheaper, they don't use so much diesel or benzene or whatever. And in the end, this is really a major trend that we see, that this is something that for people gets very important. So the weight and the length of the vehicle are some mm-hmm. things that for the people are getting more and more important. That's why the van sector at the moment is growing a lot, because this is something that really goes into this trend. And for the listeners that are clear, that listen good, it's really also why we created this new plant in Omos in Slovenia, only for the Malibu vans, because there we see a huge trend that in the next years will grow more and more.
Absolutely, yeah. I think probably a lot of companies are seeing those similar trends as well. So, yeah, interesting. Okay, so I've got the last few questions now, and these are ones that I tend to ask most people because I think it's interesting to get different people's viewpoints. So the first one is, what do you think is the kind of biggest opportunity in the industry at the moment?
Yeah, when we remember 3 years ago when COVID starts, so the first reaction was totally freeze, stop everything, you know. And then after a few weeks and months, we really saw it as an opportunity, because the people, so the only chance to make holidays were within the own country. So you weren't allowed to fly, you cannot cross the border and all these kind of stuff. And so the interest was getting higher and higher, and so this this situation really brings the awareness and the interest of our form of holiday really on a new level. So nowadays, many more people are really interested in making holidays or spending their time in a motorhome and traveling around the country or visiting new countries. So it was kind of a boost, the dramatic situation on the one hand, but on the other side, it was kind of a boost for our industry and the awareness for our form of holiday.
Yes, and there the biggest opportunity really is this new target groups, these new people that came new into the sector. I have a very personal example for this. My parents, for example, that in the past never were thinking about buying a motorhome or a camper van, during COVID really got into this. They rented some of our vehicles here, and now they bought a Malibu van. And I think this shows exactly this opportunity that we have in the future when we target these new target groups that come into the sector very good. Then this is one of the main factors for our future growth. Yeah.
You know, the image, when I started to work in the industry, in the RV industry, the image of camping was, well, it was it was not very good. Let's make it say it with these words. And this image dramatically changed. You know, now it's kind of hip and trendy to make camping and to go to spend your time with in a motorhome or in a caravan. So so this is really great, and this of course helps us and the whole industry.
Absolutely, yeah. I think it's been seen across the whole of Europe and maybe in other countries like the US as well. It's changed a lot. Definitely a big opportunity for everyone. And then flipping over. What do you see as kind of the biggest challenge in the industry at the moment? I feel like we may have covered a couple of those things already, but maybe if you could just summarize.
Absolutely. As you said, David, so, well, the biggest challenge still is the situation regarding our suppliers and the missing parts and chassis and all these kind of stuff. So we already talked about. But we are convinced. We are really convinced that this will change within the next couple of months. But this still is very, very challenging situation because, as we mentioned earlier, it's not only the missing parts, but we are not earning money as planned. You know, and this really because we have the capacity on the one side, and we no one lost his job because of the pandemic. So this was also very important for our owner. And he said, so no one will lose his job. This is great. But of course, this costs money, you know. And so we are really looking forward, and hoping that the situation will change within the next couple of months.
And that might answer this next one already. I don't know. But I was going to ask if there was one thing that either of you could change about the industry. What would it be and why?
Well, you know, it's quite interesting. Tobias and I, we had a discussion earlier, and it's really interesting. And I think it's our both wish that of course we are all within the caravanning industry. We are all competitors, you know. But the caravanning industry is so small, and I think we can be a lot of more efficient and productive and attractive if we work together. If we understand us as single manufacturer, we are only one part of the whole industry. And I think if we work together more than in the past, if we really try to serve the and to deal with the end customer in a more better way and so with a higher quality in terms of consultancy and all these kind of stuff, I think then we will be, or we will stay on this high level and even get we'll get more potential for the future. So, but yeah, this means that we have to see us as one industry.
Yeah, if you would ask me, I would say one important thing, or one thing that I would like to change as a young, motivated employee in this industry, is that this industry should try to get braver and to become more courageous. Because Alexander mentioned before, in the past, this sector had a very conservative image. And that's definitely not the truth. Because as we mentioned, for us, innovation is something of the most important objectives of our companies. But I think that this is something that the whole sector should do more. Do braver decisions, think more outside of the box, do more innovative, yeah, not only products, but also marketing. And this is something that if I would have one wish, would be the wish for the industry, that we try out more things and, yeah, go more risks.
We are producing a highly emotional product. And mm-hmm. and this is well, we are, as I said, we are an enabler for making dreams come true, you know, and I think I totally agree with why. So I think it's sometimes it's better not to be so German and not to be so very restrictive and only look on the rules and all these kind of stuff, but really, yeah, try to make the best out of it and have fun with the work, you know. So mm-hmm. yeah, this would be great.
Some really interesting points, very well put by both of you there. I think some food for thought there, definitely for our listeners. Well, that's brilliant. Thank you very much, Alexander and Tobias, for your time. It's been great having you on. It's been really insightful.
Thank you, David, for this opportunity. It was a lot of fun. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you, David. And thank you to all the listeners as well. And yeah, if you're around in Germany, don't miss to stop by here in Aulendorf and visit our Cartago City headquarters.
I think a few people will take you up on that. Thanks, guys.